100.7 Star Bubba Show in the Morning. Hits all day, every day, available on the Odyssey. Yeah, by the way, just so you know, Melanie and I are obviously here from 5 till 10, Monday through Friday. I'm on Saturdays from 9 until 2, and Melanie's traditionally on Sundays from 7 till noon.
This Sunday, I will be on noon to 5, though. Just a schedule change, I think, for 1 week. So noon to 5 this Sunday.
There you go. All right, Mel's Ma is joining us reading our complaint email. If you've got a complaint email, something about the show that you don't like, you can always email me, Bubba, B-U-B-B-A, at starpittsburgh.com. And then once a month, I will send them over to Mel's mom to read on the radio. All right, complaint email number 2.
Okay. To whom it may concern.
Oh, I love that. But here, can I be, before you even read this,
oh, no.
I found this interesting because it says to whom it may concern, but it was emailed to me.
So it's us.
So I think people think that Bubba at starpittsburgh.com is like a general inbox email. But no, sorry I interrupted you, Mav. To whom it may concern.
Okay. Bubba, that's the downside of having your name only on the show.
I agree.
To you.
There you go.
I agree.
Does Bubba realize that he is a well-known local celebrity?
Ooh.
I went to his restaurant in South Point. He was there. I saw him walking around the restaurant on a couple occasions. Does he not realize that the majority of the people that come to his restaurants are people that listen to his show? For God's sake, the name of his restaurant is Bubba's. I felt it incredibly rude that he was in his restaurant and at no point ever stopped by any table to check on them or even to say hi. That is what good restaurant owners do. They talk to their guests and make sure they're having a good restaurant experience. In Bubba's case, it is more than just a restaurant owner. He is a local celebrity who owns the restaurant. It would have been awesome if he would have stopped by our table and checked on us or said hi. My husband and I would have loved to have gotten a picture with him, too. The food was good. The service was good. But the reason we chose to come to support Bubba, and after seeing him ignore his guests, it really left a bad taste in our mouths. And I just felt the need to share that, since I know others in the restaurant felt the same way. That's from Sherry. Well, listen, Sherry, Bubba, come on. Give your patron some love. No, I'm just kidding. Seriously, this complaint has come up several times. And in Bubba's defense, he doesn't realize he's a local celebrity, and he is busy hopping from here and hopping from there, and perhaps he is unaware of it, and he's pressed for time. But maybe in the future, Bubba can stop at a few tables and talk to everybody. And I don't know, Bubba, what do you think?
I have to do better, I guess.
You're so busy and strapped, right? Meaning that you don't have sometimes a lot of workers, so you're there busting your butt.
Explain. I don't know. I don't know when this was. So, like, I'll give you an example. On Friday night, for example, I was the grill cook. And then at the end of the night, I was the dishwasher. So if you'd have seen me out on the floor, if you'd have seen me on the floor, chances are I was just running to the potty. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, you weren't on the floor as much. It's hard.
I don't know how to explain it. I have a struggle with it. And the team in there has told me that the majority of people that come in have no idea who I am or have never heard of me. So I kind of took that to heart. But you're right. I need to do it. I'll leave it at this. I commit to doing a better job at that. Okay. That's all I can say.
Just try better.
I will commit based on this direct complaint email that was written, I just will commit across the board to doing a better job. That's all I can do is be better today than I was yesterday, and you have a commitment that I will be better tomorrow than I am today.
Well, maybe you could just stop at one table or two tables and then give a blanket wave to everybody.
I think hello!
What a compliment. That's such a compliment that they come to your restaurant for good food, good service, and for you.
That is a compliment. Mom's right. Mom, I think he should stand on top of the bar at one point. Real quick, potty, on top of bar, get a mic or get an app. Be like, hello, everybody.
Bubba. I don't know. I think people are there to eat. Honestly, I think the team there does such an amazing job. I've said this a million times. They're the reasons that people come back. So they should be the center of attention. I'm not Ashley and her team at South Point are doing amazing, and they're the ones that deserve the accolades. They're the ones that should be the center of attention. They're the ones that should be in the limelight. They're the ones that should be the focus, and I don't ever want to take the focus off of them because they work so hard and do such a good job that I kind of don't want to do that. Let them deserve all the hard work and effort that they
put
into it.
I have an idea. Really quick. Take your name off of it. Make it Ashley's Gourmet Bubba's.
There you go.
Ashley's Gourmet Burgers and Beer.
Okay.
Ashley, if you're listening, text me. You don't know my cell. What do you think about that?
It's an idea.
Name's on it. That's your product, too.
Yeah, but they're the reason.
There you go. Okay.
They're the reason.
Bubba's and Ashley's.
412. I'm giving out the phone number for no reason.